Hi, I'm Mel Pearson from the Michigan Tech hockey team, and you're listening to the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93.
Go Huskies.
It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on Huskies Radio, Mix 93 WKMJ.
Here come the Huskies with a shot. Score! Steven with the goal!
The Mel Pearson Show is brought to you by Bucko's Party Store in Calumet, the Turvo Agency in Hancock, the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub downtown Houghton, the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images on the Michigan Tech Campus, Lake Accounting and America Group Retirement Strategy Centers in Houghton, Coca-Cola of Hancock, Superior Smiles in Hancock, the Wickley Agency in Hancock, Peterlin Distributing in Calumet, Dr. Daniel Reminga at the Northern Foot Care Center in Houghton, and State Farm Agent Kelly Jepson in Houghton. And now, with the head coach of the Michigan Tech Hockey Huskies, Mel Pearson, here is your host, Dirk Hembroff.
All right, thanks a lot. And yes, we're wrapping up the season today. Coach is in with us on a Wednesday at 9. Everything's different than usual. We got everything lined up, and I think a lot of people have sent in questions already. Coach, welcome back to the studio, and season's over, but it was a fun one.
Good morning, Dirk. Yeah, it is. It's always a tough thing when your season ends. It doesn't matter if it would have been 3 weeks ago or even another week. It's always hard when you play your last game. There's a lot of emotions that run through your mind. Obviously, first and foremost is the the seniors that you won't have anymore, that you won't see on a daily basis for 4 years, and probably spend more time with those guys and your family. So, but I just want to make sure we acknowledge the seniors and just thank them for everything they've done for our program. It's hard after the game, you can't say anything in a situation like that that's going to make anybody feel any better about the game. I always find that's one of the hardest moments for me, because like I said, there's no real words you can say that's going to make those young men feel any better after a game like that. So all we want to do is make sure that we just acknowledge the seniors and thank them for all they've done for not only our hockey program, but the university and the community. And they've done a fantastic job. They're going to be a hard group to replace. But so there's a lot of things going on. You would think that once the season is over, things just quiet down. But as we've seen and read and heard, that's not the case. Things are always moving and shaking. So, but we've got a lot to talk about with that. And we can talk about the game and some things going forward.
Well, I guess let's talk about the biggest thing that happened in the last day or two, and that's Matt Roy signing. Before we get to the game on this past Saturday, Matt Roy foregoing his senior year, great player back on the blue line for the Huskies, and no doubt he'll be missed.
Well, no question, and all your players are, that seem to move on. Most of them, you're going to miss them one way or the other. So just, congratulations to Matt. I know it's a goal of not only Matt, but many of our players, if not all of them, to, they all aspire to play at the next level. And Matt was drafted by the Los Angeles Kings, and I want to commend them and their organization. They do a great job. And, they were in constant contact with us and let us know their intentions. And so we weren't blindsided by this at all. It was, and I appreciate that. Some teams aren't as forthright or whatnot, and they don't have to be, but I think they're a class organization. They do an outstanding job. And I really appreciate that, and congrats to Matt. Matt's a good hockey player, and that's what you want. You want a young man who's what I say over ready, to make the next step, and he kept on improving, continually improved year after year. That so now in his junior year, he's first team all WCHA, and that's what you want. You want to be recognized and be a strong player not only in your league but in college hockey, and Matt was, you look at his points, you look at the recognition he got from other coaches in our league and outside our league. So he steadily got better and better. Now he's ready. He's ready to make the next step, and I know he'll do a good job, and he'll represent Michigan Tech well. And he did get a two-year entry level, and that's because of his age. That's all you can get. And I think that's good in a way, similar to Tanner. Tanner could only have received a two-year deal when he left here, and we'll talk about his new contract too, which is exciting. So a lot of good things going on. But as you get better players and as your program improves and it becomes more visible, you're going to start losing players early. And we've seen that. We might have lost a player every year early. So maybe not every year, but close, with Copley and Jujhar Khaira, and players like that. So it's an interesting time. And good luck to Matt. And we just want to thank him for all that he's done and his years that he's here. And My only stipulation with Matt is that he gets his degree. That's my thing. You know, I told him that's I'm going to be on you about that. So, but he's got things in order. He, you know, he's a sharp guy, and he's going to make sure that he completes that. I told him I'd hunt him down. So, but good for him and good for our program, the visibility, and you know, we wish him well.
What is the protocol, the age thing there, Coach, with the 2-year contract again, the entry level?
Yes, once you turn a certain age, you can only sign.
Okay, is it 22?
Yeah,
okay.
And you can only sign.
He just turned 22.
Well, I believe it's 22. I'm not up on all the CBA. I know quite a bit of it, but I haven't read all 700 and some pages, whatever it is. So, but there's, I believe it's the 22. You know, and that's okay. That's good. A 2-year deal is not a bad deal because, you know, if you sign that 3-year deal, then you got to, you know, like if Tanner would have signed a 3-year deal, he still would have been on a 2-way contract for 3 years. This way you sign a 2-year deal and bang, your next contract. If you prove yourself, you can get a 1-way contract, which I believe Tanner did. So, right. And when I say 1-way, there's different contracts, but most guys are a standard 2-way contract. So if you play in the NHL, you get paid a certain amount, and which is a significant, usually about 10 times more than you would if you play in the American Hockey League. And most salaries in the American Hockey League range from $60,000 to $70,000 for an entry-level player. So it's not a lot. It's not a lot. So, you know, you get some bonuses with that. But you definitely want that 1-way contract. And a 1-way contract means you're going to get paid that NHL salary or whatever you determine, whether in the NHL or the American League. And that's what you, that's why guys want to make sure they get to that second contract sooner.
Yeah, and congratulations to Tanner. We can talk more about that. But let's talk a little bit about the weekend, Coach. It was, we knew it would be a tall task going in there, but I felt really good about our team after that win. It just seemed like being around the guys in Cincinnati that the guys were pretty loose but focused on what they needed to do, and it just turned out to be a tough first period.
Yeah, I think they were. I think they're excited to play, but at the same time, they weren't too uptight. I think the playoffs, the games that we had leading up to the NCAA tournament, I think were really good games for us because we had to battle, we had to work. They're tight games. Played a little bit different team in Denver than maybe some of those other teams that we saw, but I felt we were in a good spot. I really did. You know, we're somewhat healthy and we're ready to go. The deal is obviously it would have been the first time in 8 games where we didn't have last change, 8 or 9 games. So that was a little bit of a concern trying to match up. And we just came to the conclusion that we were just going to have to roll them and try to get in a flow and just, you know, tweak some things as the game went on. But that all got thrown out the window the first 20 seconds of the game. And that was a tough thing to see and to have happen.
Mike Neville going down in his first shift, and he explained it to me what happened. He said he went in for a hit, the same type of hit that he does all the time, and for some reason he said his leg swung around awkwardly.
Yeah, Mike and I watched it yesterday together. We watched the video for the first time, and yeah, it's just a normal hit. He goes in leading with his right leg, and because of the position he is, his left leg comes in because of his momentum and hits the boards, and it doesn't look bad when you watch it, but when you watch his leg and the position he's in, you can see it. And that was a tough blow for us because Mike is not only obviously a senior, one of our top 2 penalty killers, our best face-off guy, but just a, you know, spiritual leader. You know, he just has a way of calming things down. And for us to watch him, you know, he couldn't skate to the bench and collapse when he got to the bench was not a good sight. Now, having said that, you know, I watched the first 10 minutes there yesterday. We were fine. We were fine. We continued to play. And then, you know, even the first penalty after that, you know, we killed it for the most part up until like 5 seconds left. And we just had you know, a little bit of a poor decision on it, and you know, they find the puck finds its way into the net. Now we're done 1-0. But after that, we continued to play. We had a couple good chances, and it's not like they were really, you know, controlling the game. But the penalties did get us in trouble, you know. And the second penalty is a tough one to take because I didn't like the call in the first one. When you watch it, it's hardly a penalty. I mean, you know, the refs get too involved in that. There's nothing going on. Like, if you don't call that, well, it's not. Cliff puts his hand on the guy, but he doesn't grab. I mean, it's a terrible call. And